Welcome to the Fertility Stories podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Mary Sauden, ND. As a naturopathic doctor and fertility coach, I help women get calm, confident, and in control of their fertility. I'm passionate about helping women get pregnant and stay pregnant. This episode is brought to you by Fertility Fundamentals. Fertility Fundamentals is a naturopath-led collective of women supporting each other in their fertility journey. Join the collective for free at www.facebook.com/groups/fundamental fertility and come join your tribe. Welcome to the Fertility Stories podcast. In this short episode today, I'll be talking about how to cope with infertility during the holidays. And this can be a very difficult time of year for many people struggling with infertility. But I would suggest that rather than isolating yourself or disconnecting from those you love, there are some ways to help cope and survive through the holiday season and to claim some bit of control during this season. Here are some tips that has worked for me and also for some of the people I have counseled. So one is develop a strategy for opening holiday cards. I personally love getting holiday cards, but it can be difficult, especially in the past when I was going through my own IVF and IUI cycles, especially when I see cards from friends or family with pregnancy announcements or there's a new addition to their family. It can be quite tough, especially if you're going through it. It just brings about pain in such a joyful time of year. So, you know, while you have endured a year, yet another year of longing and disappointment, other people's children may have grown. Some cards may hurt because of announcements of a new baby entering the world. One coping strategy is actually collecting the cards and opening a batch with a partner or a close friend who kind of gets it and who is supportive of what you're going through. It can help a lot to feel that you were doing this, you know, as a team, instead of just opening the cards and reading them on your own. You know, celebrate when the last envelope has been opened, or even you can celebrate with a bottle of wine or a nice dinner to enjoy afterwards. It kind of like eases the sadness of the season. And another tip is you could either like host the holiday gathering yourself, or you could just make a quick cameo appearance in holiday gatherings, so you don't have to stay too long if you don't feel up to it. You know, no one going through infertility wants to feel trapped, like in a holiday gathering with no way to escape. And there's a lot of well-meaning like family or friends who may like trap you into conversations that you don't want to be part of. Like, they might ask you, oh, you've been married X number of years now, X number of months, when are you going to have kids? Or they know about the journey and they ask about, oh, how was your last fertility treatment? How was your IVF? How was your IUI? If they know about it. And maybe you don't want to talk about any of this to well-meaning family or friends. One way could be to host the party yourself. Yes, it's a lot of work, but you set the timing, the format, you shape the content for the occasion and, you know, focus guests on something other than fertility chatter. So as a host, you'll be busy like trying to entertain guests, flitting from one person to another. You don't necessarily have to have in-depth conversations in terms of, you know, fertility issues and such. And as a host, you can just state the amount of time that the party lasts. It could be just 2 hours, a lunch or a dinner. You know, you're the boss. You call the shots. Alternatively, you could leave the heavy lifting of hosting a party to others and participate in their events on your terms. Like, you can just depart early from a gathering if you don't feel like it, if you feel triggered by your friend being pregnant and announcing it, or a family member telling them about how their children are doing. I mean, there are lots of triggers that could really cause a flood of tears for anyone going through infertility. And leaving home early from a gathering might help as well. Making sure that your partner's on the same page and you have a secret signal between the two of you about when to leave. Or, you know, you could kind of like tell your host in advance, I don't want to talk about like having kids or my fertility journey in advance, so they kind of like will help swoop in when an aunt or like an uncle like asks the dreaded question about, oh, when are you having kids, you know? And another tip is deciding what to share, how much to share with family or friends. You know, one way to claim some control at family holiday gatherings is to manage information and communication. What do you want people to know? What is too much information? Like, for example, you may feel it's important that people you care about know you want to have a baby and are seeking medical help, yet they need not know the exact treatments, the timing or the outcomes of the treatments, or the doctors that you're seeing. You don't have to go into the details if you don't want to. And providing basic information kind of like protects you from being misunderstood or the subject of queries. Offering detailed information might invite like commentary and unsolicited advice that you don't want, really want to hear. And consider how it might feel to acknowledge pain without showing it as well. So if aunts or uncles or family or friends kind of like ask how things are going, you can say things like, this has been a hard year. We've had some disappointing fertility treatments and gone through tough times, but we're so happy to be here welcoming a new year with all of you. You know, showing pain might sound like this as well. It's too hard for me to be here with all the children. I need to leave now. It kind of like gives you the control about like what to share, and also like when to leave, like the conversation or the party. And if you have a loved one who is experiencing infertility and you're wondering how you can best support your loved one struggling with fertility this holiday season, ask them, what do they need? Don't guess what they need. Whether it's attending doctor appointments, babysitting their older children, or listening to them vent, you know, assure them they can lean on you in tough moments. You know, sometimes this may just look like sitting with them in silence with their pain. We know this may feel uncomfortable, but trust us, it's truly a gift to just be with someone when they're suffering. And if you're looking for some statements to say, try some of the following. I'm so sorry that you're going through this. I would love to be here for you through anything you need. How can I best support you? I'm not sure what to say, but please know that I am here for you. You can also consider doing something nice for them without them asking. Let's say your friend recently had a loss or an unsuccessful transfer. Try sending them their favorite meal or mailing them some flowers. You know, any nice gesture can certainly add some sunshine to their day. And just remember that you never want to offer unsolicited advice. You don't want to comment on what they could be doing to improve their fertility situation, and just trust that they are the expert on their own fertility situation. And don't offer any anecdotes on how so-and-so got pregnant after doing X, Y, or Z. So as a last note, I would just like to say, you know, infertility, it really draws us inward sometimes. It prompts us to like focus more on our bodies, our sadness, our longings, our helplessness. It strains relationships, even when we do our best to stay connected. And the holiday season, for, you know, all its fanfare and its commercialism, it's also a time when we remember those in need and those whose suffering eclipses ours. So think perhaps of the holiday lights like Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights, Kwanzaa with 7 glowing candles, and Christmas with the illuminated trees and homes. It kind of like reminds us that light and darkness is far more beautiful than light and light. And at the risk of sounding like preachy, which is not my intent, I think that doing good in dark times alleviates some of the seasonal pain of infertility. It reminds us that we do have some control, that the holidays are not simply a time to escape from, and that in helping others, we help ourselves. Merry Christmas, everyone. Have a happy holidays to you and your family. And I'll see you again next year for another season of the Fertility Stories podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe to the Fertility Stories podcast and leave a review. Let's keep this conversation going. Do you have a story that you want to share or a topic you want covered? Head on over to the Fertility Fundamentals Facebook group and let me know. I've got a new episode coming your way next week. Until then, let's all do something amazing for yourselves and others.